Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Britain's Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, has announced she's finished chemotherapy treatment. This was in a statement and a video message released to the public yesterday. And in the video, Kate described the experience as incredibly tough for her family, saying they've had to find a way to navigate the stormy waters and road unknown. Her message was played over family footage of Kate spending time with her husband, Prince William, and their three children, Prince George, Princess Charlotte and Prince Louis. Well, I'm joined now by royal commentator Jenny Bond. Good morning, Jenny.
Morning.
So this message, it was really very different, a different approach for a health update, certainly by the royals. Like, it's a world away from what we've come to expect from the sparse traditional royal statement or releases. Does it mark for you a shift in how the royals will communicate with the public?
Yeah, I thought it was extraordinary. I mean, in your introduction there, you said, you know, her statement came over footage of the family. In your head, you imagine some very formal posed pictures, don't you? And this was totally different. This was like a tiny film. It was very cinematic in the way it was produced by a very experienced video director who they used before, Will War. And it was like a little movie. And it was also extraordinarily moving, I think. In it, Catherine really let us see into her soul in a way that no other member of the royal family really ever has. She talked about this cancer journey being scary, being unpredictable. They've clearly had a really, really frightening year. And it's not over yet. The path ahead to full recovery, she said, is long. But it's given her this new perspective on life, she says. And that perspective is about loving and being loved. That is what the most important thing in life for her is now. Hence the pictures we saw of her with her husband, being incredibly affectionate, kissing, cuddling, touching, and with the children larking around, and they were sort of running through cornfields. It was very soft focus, very filmy, but incredibly moving, I thought.
And a big change as well, Jenny, would you agree, from, you know, the type of messages we would have seen coming from the royal family in the past, in the not too distant past? I mean, do you think that there is a strategic shift here in how communications are done?
I think it is Catherine being very much herself, being in charge of what she says and what we see, how much access we get to the children. This was extraordinary access, but it was on her terms. And these were her words. And I think she's very much putting down a marker, and has actually since she gave the first broadcast back in March announcing that she had got cancer. She's putting down her marker, saying that I don't want this going through the formal channels of the palace. I don't want a bald statement being put out. I'm going to tell you. And I think one reason she's doing this is because the online pressure has been so disgusting and continues to be. People are still saying, oh, this isn't real. You know, these are stand-ins or something. I mean, it's just ridiculous what is online. And I think the clearest way in which you can put that kind of nonsense to bed is simply to say in her own words, simply and clearly, where she is in life, what her perspective is and where she goes from here.
Well, people will remember when she did the original video, sitting on the bench alone in March, addressing all of those rumours. I mean, even that is very different to what we saw yesterday, which, as you have explained to us, was a very produced film, a cinematic release. It's very different.
It is very different. Of course, she is very, very keen on photography. But I think she wanted, and I think she succeeded in showing that her focus now is on the family. That is what matters to her, and nature and being out in the open, fresh air, and hope. And hope not just for her, symbolised here in her releasing a little white butterfly from her hand. Hope not just for her, but as she said, for other people on this cancer journey. And she wanted to use her platform to say, I remain with you side by side, hand in hand, out of darkness can come light. That was her message to the cancer community, of which she is now apart.
Now, you mentioned hand in hand, and we did see Kate and William holding hands. We saw them embracing. We saw them kissing. We're not used to seeing royals having public displays of affection, Jenny. Do you think there'll be some traditionalists who will be shocked, maybe taken aback by that?
Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I mean, I don't see how anyone could criticise or be shocked really by a fairly young couple, but a couple have been together for more than 20 years, showing very clearly to us all that, yes, they are still very much in love and care deeply for one another. But as you say, they're not a couple who normally have shown PDAs, public displays of affection. That's not their way. But I think it absolutely shows that those who have criticised her in the past for being rather cold and not a hugger, I'm really thinking here of Meghan Markle, are very, very wrong.
Now, she hasn't given us very much detail around her health, which of course is her prerogative, other than to say she will be doing some public engagements when she feels ready over the coming month. So a very measured message, would you say, Jenny, on that side of things?
Very measured, and the palace is making it clear that using the term cancer-free is somewhere we probably shouldn't go. I mean, Catherine did say that her focus is on staying cancer-free, is now her focus. But I think officially you probably can't say you're cancer-free until you've had a certain period of remission. So the path ahead is still tricky and long, and she's only going to take on a handful of public engagements. Those will probably be, well, certainly be, if she feels well enough, she'll be at the Cenotaph for the annual Remembrance Day service in November. And every year she also, in recent years, has had her own carol concert at Westminster Abbey, which she's organised, and she played the piano at one, I think it was last year, and she is said to be making arrangements for that. So that will probably go ahead. And hopefully we will also see her on Christmas Day, which will be a lovely symmetry to it, because it was last Christmas that we saw her looking fine, as far as we all knew, before suddenly she was taken into hospital a few days later.
Okay, and Will Waugh, you mentioned, the London-based filmmaker who put all of this together, they have worked in the past with him, have they?
Yes, they have. Yes, because they've put out some fairly sort of arty videos as well on their Kensington Palace website. That's what they do now. They do use the social media really to do things their own way, and they've used Will Waugh. They obviously get on with him very well. The children appear extremely relaxed with him, and there again, that's Catherine's ambition is to give us pictures of the children, but on her own terms and when they are comfortable, and they seem to be very comfortable with this particular producer.
It's definitely a new way of doing things. I mean, there was a time when the royals would sit down and do an interview with you or with one of your colleagues. They're now taking matters into their own hands, aren't they, Jenny?
Yeah, I think she wants control, yeah. And it does make me feel, this film, it takes me back to the film released in 1969, The Royal Family, which people won't remember probably because it's very, very rarely been shown since. But it was the first time that we saw behind the palace walls, if you like, you know, the Queen and the Duke having breakfast with their children. But it was, by comparison, it was so stuffy and it was so formal. So this is totally new territory. I don't think she's going to be pumping out videos like this all the time. But as and when she feels it's right, it works, because we get access, we, the media really, and the public get access to the intimate moments of the family or the inside moments of the family. And they are comfortable with allowing that. They are in control. And it is a different way of doing things. And I think it's healthy.
But Harry and Meghan made an announcement yesterday about a new Netflix show that their company is producing. But there's no suggestion there was any sort of timing to compete with Kate's message.
I very much doubt that William picked up the phone to Harry and said, we're putting out an announcement. They don't talk, those two. So these things are coincidental. They can't have known that this was going to happen. No one knew it was going to happen until 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So no, that's one of these strange coincidences, but I don't think we should honestly read anything into it.
Well, we were having a chat last week about, you know, whether Harry wants to come back into the fold. You know, there were suggestions and reports that maybe he was sounding people out on that front. What's your understanding, Jenny?
A lot of old nonsense, that's my understanding. Don't think for a minute that he's sounding people out about that. I don't think he wants to come back and do any royal duties. I don't think he wants to come back here and live. I think Meghan wants to set foot in this country again. I think that he does want to visit on occasions, and I think he would like a reconciliation with his father, and that may happen. I don't think there's a chance in hell that William and Harry are going to get back together at any foreseeable time in the future. I'm afraid that rift is terminal, in my view.
All right, interesting to get your take on it, Jenny. Thank you so much. Jenny Bond there, who's a royal commentator.